And the pasuk continues, Vayechulu hashamayim va'oretz v'chol tzvom. And he finished them, the heaven, the earth, and all their hosts. Vayechal Elokim bayom hashvi. And Hashem ended on the seventh day, Malachtei Asher Osa, the work that he did. And Rashi asks, did Hashem actually finish his work on Shabbos? Did he not rest on Shabbos? And the answer is that a human being who wants to stop working on the sixth day cannot be exact. Therefore, he must be Moisif Michoil Ala Kodesh, and he must stop earlier, a few hours or a few minutes into before the end of the sixth day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows exactly when the seconds are, can stop in the tiniest second before the sixth day ends. So that somebody who is watching HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world would think that he's actually going into the seventh day, but he really did not. That is what the pasuk means, Vayechal Lekim Bayam Hashvi Melach Desh Rasa. It looked as if he finished it on the seventh day, but he really finished it on the sixth day. The second pshat Rashi says is that the world was missing Menucha, and the rest, the day of rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for the seventh day. Vayishbois Bayam Hashvi, and he rested on the seventh day, Mikol Melach Desh Rasa, from all the work that he did. Vayvarach Lekim Es Yom Hashvi, and Hashem benched the seventh day. Rashi says that this is referring to the month, which will be given later on. And the pasuk is saying that Hashem blessed the seventh day, that the month should come down double on Friday. That was the bracha to Yom HaShvi. Maskal David learns that the bracha was that the month that came down on Friday was better than the month of the whole week. That was also included in the bracha of Yom HaShvi. And he made this day holy. He did not allow any month to fall down on Shabbos. Because on this day he rested from all his work that he created to do. Rashi says that there was really certain creations that should have been created on Shabbos, but Hashem did not want to create anything on Shabbos, and therefore he pushed it back to Friday. That's why we find so many things created on Friday: Adam, Chava, Behema, Remes, and Chayes, all created on Friday, because some of these creations should have really been created on Shabbos. So Rashi Pasuk Beis, Vayechal Elokim Bayom Hashvi, and Hashem ended his work on the seventh day. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Basar Adam, a human being, She'enu Yedea Itav Uragav, who does not know every second, Tzorech Lahisif Michoil Ala Kodesh, if he wants to stop working on the sixth day, he must add and go into the choil in order not to do work on the kodesh. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyodea Itov Uragav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the moments and the seconds, Nichnas Boi Kichut Hasaira, he can do work up to the last second, with only a hair's breadth dividing between Shabbos and choil. V'nira Ki'ilu Kola Boi Bayoim, and that's why it says he did work on the seventh day, because it looks as if he finished his work on Shabbos. Davar acher, ma hoya ha'olam chaser, menucha. What was the world missing on the seventh day? Rest. Bos Shabbos, bos menucha. Shabbos comes, and then it comes the day of rest. Kolsa v'nigbara hamalacha. Then everything was completed. So what the pasuk is saying, that was created on Shabbos, was menucha. Vayivarech vayikadesh, he benched the seventh day and made it holy. Baruchoy b'mount mon, he benched it with the mon. Shekol yomos hashavua yorod lehem oimer l'gugaylos. Every day an oimer fell from the sky. Uvashishi lechem mishneh. But on the sixth day, it was double. One for Friday and one for Shabbos. V'kidshoy, and he made the day holy. B'mon, also with mon. Shela yorad klal b'Shabbos, because it did not come down at all on Shabbos. V'amikra kosov al shema osin. This pasuk is written concerning the future when the month will fall down. Ashabar Elikim Lasis, Hashem created to do, Hamalacha Shahisa Ru'uya Lasis, the work that was fit to be made and created B'Shabbos on Shabbos, Kofal Ve'osa'o Bashishi, he doubled it over and did extra work on the sixth day, K'moshe Mefurash B'Bereshus Rabbah, like is explained in Bereshus Rabbah.